Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for you to claim your fame. What are you famous for?
Sucking your thumb for 54 years?
Spud gun shooting champion of the Northwest.
Get your claim to fame recognized
in the Terry Boys World Book of Records.
All right, one of two special nominees that are going into the Terry Boyd's World Book of Records today. Gladstone High School, right? It was Gladstone High School. Class of 2019, the Pranksters. Yep. Friday, they put all the desks into the hallway and took all of the dry erase pens and turned them into hot dogs.
Just magical. just went poof, they're so hot dogs.
They weren't going to be allowed to walk with the class this week. The principal was a little hot. They felt like they took advantage of the principal. Not the principal, the janitor.
Janitor, yeah.
Because that's it. Convinced the janitor to give them the keys to get in early for some sort of project. I agree with the friend of the show that called in about 40 minutes ago when we were talking about it and said, maybe they just really liked the guy. Nobody got hurt. It was a harmless prank. So, yes, they're going to be able to claim their fame. We'll put them into the Terry Boyd's World Book of Records. I think just some things, as long as nobody's getting hurt, pretty darn good idea, right? It's tradition. Good morning. What are you famous for?
Hey, how you doing there? I think I got a good one for you on the Hall of Fame thing.
What do you got?
I was 19 years old. I was coming back on the Longview Freeway in a souped-up 1964 Impala SS, and I got caught doing 137 in a 55 at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is that still on your permanent record?
Yes, sir, it is in Washington on my driving record. The only high speed one I ever got.
See?
I'm 64 now.
What do they do to you when you get busted for going that fast?
Well, I got gun pulled on me. Had to do the spread eagle on top of the car, and then I got arrested. They searched my car, and then they took me to jail. It cost my mom $550 to get me out.
See? I don't want any of that stuff to happen to me.
Be honest, were you crying? Were you, like, scared, crying?
No, not at all. I was all cool. I wanted to know how fast I was going with the cop. That's how I know how fast I was going. He showed me the little thing on his feet on top of his steering wheel that clocks you, and I was doing 137.5 in a 55 zone at 3:30 in the morning.
Could you imagine these days, if it happened to you these days with cell phones and smartphones, you'd be like, hey, can I take a quick selfie with you in the speed?
No, you ask him to pay. It's like being at Woodburn Drag Strip. Hey, can you print a ticket? Yeah. Tear that off for me. I want to frame that.
I built the car myself.
Wow, good for you. How old were you when you built that?
20.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, what is your name?
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, with a speeding record on your permanent record, you are now going into the Terry Boyd's World Book of Records.
All right.
Cool. Make sure you go to KGON.com, download your certificate so that you can frame it at home, all right?
All right, thanks a lot. You guys have a great day. KGON Rock.
Friend of show Bobby just sent me something about a guy who deserves to be in the Terry Boyd's World Book of Records. I didn't realize this happened, but it's just coming out in the news that Monday, a guy fell 800 feet into Crater Lake National Park.
That's a big fall.
800 feet, my friends. That's 80 stories. He fell down into Crater Lake. They found him on the caldera. They had to get him with a helicopter. No reports on his condition at this point, but he survived.
That's
800
incredible.
Feet.
He must have bounced a lot.
Dude, that is so far. Now, anyone's ever been to Crater Lake, you know how steep the walls are. Ow, 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 ow. Right? Like one of those kind of things. When and if we find out who it is, we will reach out to let them know that, or she, that they are in the Terry Boyd's World Book of Records. Mm-hmm. The other special nomination today comes to us from a guy I think is pretty darn funny, John Stewart. It was anything but funny yesterday.
A filled room of 9/11 first responders. And in front of me a nearly empty Congress. And I'm sorry if I sound angry and undiplomatic, but I'm angry. And you should be too, and they're all angry as well. This should be flipped. This hearing should be flipped. These men and women should be up on that stage, and Congress should be down here answering their questions as to why this is so damn hard and takes so damn long, and you can end it tomorrow. Why this bill isn't unanimous consent and a standalone issue is beyond my comprehension. They did their jobs with courage, grace, tenacity, humility. 18 years later, do yours. Thank you.
Embarrassing. Not Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart, no, rock star hero there. Not giving you any news channel spin on it. Just giving you the real facts. You ever want to see a poster, a picture for poster children for underachievers? Just go and look at a picture of the U.S. Congress. It's embarrassing. Every single one of them should absolutely resign today. Watching that hearing, and when I first saw it yesterday, the one firefighter, New York firefighter, who selfishly ran into danger to save other people, the man's skin
selflessly.
The man's skin was green. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had 60 chemo treatments at this point, and they can't get a bill passed through these morons because somehow they figure they're on L.A. law now. That's all they do. Run around, think of their Perry Mason all day long. They have actual jobs and things to do and people that count on them for this. They don't know the difference. Congress doesn't know the difference between self-serving and selfless. And that's the bottom line. And Jon Stewart pointed it out absolutely perfectly yesterday. And the arrogance of these jackholes asking for a raise in the middle of all of this, and they didn't show up to pay respects for true American heroes. Mm-hmm. And look, if you were born after 9/11 happened, maybe it doesn't resonate with you, but anyone who sat there on September 11th and watched and saw the horror that went down and the bravery of the first responders, every single person that wasn't there, and it was most of Congress, they were probably out getting their chicken props and all the other stupid stuff that they've been doing for the last God knows how many decades. These people did what they were supposed to do, and they didn't have enough respect to show up. That was on their calendar, and the piece that wasn't in there that Jon Stewart pointed out, every single one of those idiots on 9/11 puts out on their social media, let's never forget. Mm-hmm. Oh, remember the heroes, right?
But they couldn't even make that meeting.
It was ridiculous and embarrassing, and I hope they publish the full list of all of the ones, because I got a feeling there are some close to home that didn't make it, didn't pay their respects, and it's inexcusable. There is no excuse for it whatsoever. So thank you to Jon Stewart, worthy of doing something with his fame, his notoriety, to call to the attention that something the media can't do and that our elected officials couldn't do. And hopefully they'll get it together, because these brave men and women, they're only asking for not help for themselves. They're asking for help for their families.